7.
And gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody. Thank you very much for joining me for another hour of Auto World. In this hour of the broadcast, one of my favorite guys in the automotive world is standing by. He's the publisher of the DetroitBureau.com, and we're going to be talking about some of the major automotive news stories that have been happening over the last week or so. Also coming up a little later on in this hour, Don Jones, who's got an interesting website, theoldcarguys.com, and is working on turning that into a TV show. He's been traveling all around Nebraska this past week, so he's going to tell us a little bit about some of his road stories. Along the way, we've got a toll-free number for you to call into us at 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261. Email Bob at BobLongRadio.com. Right now, let's go to the guest lines and welcome esteemed automotive journalist, contributor to National Public Radio, and one of the nicest guys out there in the business. He is the one and only Mr. Paul Eisenstein. Paul, how are you doing?
Excuse me. Sorry, Bob. I just swallowed some water so I wouldn't cough while I was talking with you, but apparently I did it the wrong way. Hey, I'm doing well. It's good to be with you.
Great to have you with us, definitely. Well, let's talk about some of the cool things that have been happening over the last week or so. Just wanted to get your take on Toyota's unveiling of the new Corolla. This continues a trend that we've seen with a variety of automakers. Normally, as we often talk about here on the program, the car companies like to use the major North American events, L.A., Detroit, Chicago, New York, or the international events to show their wares first to the journalists and to the world. But Toyota decided to hold an event in Santa Monica in a aircraft hangar, and they bypassed the auto show circuit. What do you think the reason for this new way of introducing vehicles? I know Ford did something with the Explorer on Facebook. That's the way they introduced it. Is this something we're going to be seeing more of, Paul? Did we lose Paul? We may have lost Paul. How do you like that? 855-660-4261. 855-660-4261. And we've been playing trivia all throughout this hour of the broadcast. So we'll continue our ways here with trivia stuff. We've had some interesting answers and interesting questions thrown into the mix today. So we'll continue with some very unusual trivia questions for you. Well, we'll make it a relatively easy one at 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261. All right, why don't we give you this question here. Who was the automobile executive that is was the driving force, best known as the driving force behind the Pontiac GTO? This was a famous automotive guy for a variety of different reasons, won't give away too much, but who's considered the godfather, so to speak, of the Pontiac GTO? Which auto executive was the driving force behind the original Pontiac GTO? Just to preface it a little bit more up to date, because we, of course, had a GTO just back a number of years back here within the last 10 that was actually a Holden product from General Motors of Australia. 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261. Matt is working on getting Paul Eisenstein back with us here, as we've had a little bit of a phone problem with Paul, so hopefully we'll get that resolved. But in the meantime, if you want to take a stab at that trivia question, we'd love to hear from you at 855-660-4261 or via the email bob@boblongradio.com. Just to follow up a little on the question that I posed Paul about the Toyota Corolla, which was unveiled this past week in an aircraft hangar in a kind of a Hollywood-esque event. I was not there, but a lot of my California-based friends, journalists, were in attendance and had lots of great things to say about the event. And this is something new we're seeing from the automakers. In the ever-increasing 24-hour news world, sometimes at some of these major auto events, you can have a big product, a very important product. And certainly for Toyota, the Corolla is undoubtedly probably their most important product. It's the best-selling vehicle of all time. It surpassed the Volkswagen Beetle a number of years back. But recently this year, the Ford Focus actually surpassed it as being the best-selling vehicle in the world for 2013. The Ford Focus, the same one that we have here in the U.S., is sold all over the world, and that right now is the most popular car in the entire world. So we'll get Paul's take on that. And if you'd like to chime in as well, we'd love to hear from you at 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261. The trivia question out there is about the original GTO. Who was the auto executive that was considered the godfather of the GTO? And not to give away too much here, this man also was known for something else in the automotive world in the late 70s and early 80s. The telephone number, 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261. Is Paul back with us, Matt? Looks like he's not. How do you like that? Well, there may have been some thunderstorms or something in the greater Detroit area. That can happen. That's probably Paul dialing me up on the inside line here. And it is indeed Paul. So, Paul, we're on the air right now, and we'll dial you up again and see what's happening. Evidently, Matt, my producer, is having a little bit of trouble connecting with you. So hang in there, my friend. Okay, no problem, Paul. Paul just called me on my inside line, studio line, and Matt, why don't you try Paul again? He said he has made some adjustments on his end, and you should be able to get back to Paul at his regular office in his home right now. He's standing by awaiting your call, and we'll get his take on the introduction of the Toyota Corolla, as well as some other news. General Motors is going to offer, you buy a brand new GM product for 2014, they're going to offer free maintenance. So it just shows you how competitive it is out there in the automotive world here in 2013, 2014. I mean, these automakers, I was speaking to one of my aunts this afternoon. She's in her 80s, and she was saying, you know, why are there so many automobile ads on the TV? And they're like one after the other, after the other, after the other. It's very confusing. And I could see how it could be confusing for a lot of consumers as you see this piling on of automobile commercials. The automotive folks tend to use television more than any other medium. They use a lot of digital mediums these days, too, in my opinion. They should use more radio shows, more national radio shows like this one. They do a lot of local radio, but they tend not to do national radio at all, which I think they're missing the boat on that. But they are bombarding the airwaves with lots of commercials. Automotive tends to be the largest segment of advertising in all of media. So there's a lot of dollars being exchanged both on the local as well as national levels. And I always love to say this for all of our great radio stations that broadcast Auto World every week. Support your radio station. If you're listening right now to KXEL in Iowa, or if you're listening to any of our other great affiliate stations, support the local advertisers on the local radio stations that broadcast this show. And I would certainly also very much appreciate if you would support the the folks that advertise here on this program. Exato is one of our great advertisers. They're a new company, and if you haven't tried out their product, it's quite
Are
good.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. AutoGeek.com is the web hot spot for all things car, truck, and motorcycle. Go there now. www.AutoGeek.com.
Hi, I'm Bob Long, considered by most to be North America's number one automotive radio personality. And whenever I pulled the Auto World radio show over for commercial break, I head straight to my computer so I can check out what's happening on AutoGeek.com. You'll find the latest products, an events calendar featuring nationwide cruise-ins, swap meets, and shows, individual members' ride photos, a huge automotive search engine, contests, do-it-yourself tips, club listings, and much more. It's all at AutoGeek.com.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Don't be surprised when the global elite confiscates money from your bank account one day. They have already very clearly telling you that they're going to do it. With what just happened in Cyprus serving as a blueprint for future bank bailouts, if you are concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and I will send you a booklet with 10 reasons why gold and silver could be right for you. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the next bank bailout hits. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LaCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LaCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LaCig.com. And LaCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LaCig.com, spelled LECIG.com. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
We're bringing you
live coverage of the 2013 Greenwich Concours d'Elegance. My name is Bob Long, and we're having lots of fun here. We hope everybody in attendance is also having great fun. The Bonhams auction is underway under the tent, and just a tremendous number of folks here in attendance, and of course, all of our listeners joining us around the country. Welcome as we bring you one of the great automotive events here in North America now in its 18th year, the Greenwich Concours d'Elegance. Sliding up to the microphone right now to tell us all about Chubb Insurance. It's my pleasure to welcome back a gentleman we had the opportunity to chat with last year during our live broadcast here at Greenwich. The gentleman's name is Jim Fisk. He's Vice President and U.S. Marketing Manager for Chubb and Son. Hey there, Jim. Great to see you. How you doing?
I am doing terrific. I appreciate the opportunity to spend some time with you again today, Bob.
Well, let's talk a little bit about Chubb. You guys were doing a very, very brisk business there yesterday. I walked by, and you've got a beautiful Camaro on display in your tent.
We had a 67 Camaro tribute drag car. Because you were broadcasting, mm-hmm. we made certain not to start it up when you were on the air. A car with open headers and a 350 certainly drew a lot of attention throughout the day. Today we have a Lancia Andrea in the tent to celebrate the international flavor of the day.
Excellent. Let's talk a little bit about collector car insurance, because there are lots of folks listening to us. There may be folks here in person that don't realize that you can actually save money by insuring your vehicle through Chubb collector car insurance versus putting it on your traditional policy.
That's absolutely right. You get, it's kind of the win-win. You get better coverage at traditionally about one-third the rate. Collector cars don't get driven every day. You know, you may take them out once a week. You may take them to a show, such as the Greenwich Concours d'Elegance. But in reality, because they're not driven much, and because the owners tend to be very particular about taking care of their cars, they're a better than average insurance bet. So as a result, it's reflected in the rates, and you can find surprising savings versus having it on a traditional private passenger policy.
Let's talk about some of the terminology that's thrown around in the insurance world, and when it comes to classic cars, some of these terms are very important. One is ACV. Explain that to our listeners around North America and everybody here in Greenwich Live with us.
Absolutely. ACV stands for actual cash value. That is not what you want to have on your collector policy. You want to have a policy that says agreed value. And just one caveat, people get tripped up by something called stated value, thinking that that's the same. It's not. Basically, ACV is what the it creates an opportunity for a negotiation and a haggle at the time of a loss. And it includes depreciation of the car and is not suited for a historic or collector vehicle. You want to know what you're going to get paid for it. You know what we've put into the car. You think you know what it's worth, and that should be the end of the conversation. So avoid ACV and avoid stated value on your collectible classic car, and go strictly with an agreed value policy, whether it's with us or one of the other specialty markets.
Let's talk about some other things that come up when it comes to collector car insurance. There are some companies out there that require you to get your vehicle repaired at a specific facility. How does it work within Chubb if, God forbid, you have an incident with your collector vehicle?
Well, whether it's a collector car or even a late model car, we always give our customers choice and control. At the time of loss, you may have a specialist that you'd want to work with on your historic Corvette or, you know, in today's audience, maybe a Bentley or a Rolls-Royce. Who are we to tell you where you should go? Who are we to tell you the types of parts that you're allowed to use? You want your car back the way it was, and you should have that ability to direct the outcome. If that's not the case with your current carrier, then please feel free to give us a call. We disagree wholeheartedly. I wouldn't tell you where to get your fine art painting repaired or replaced. Why would I tell you to get your car done at the local garage guy who may or may not know anything about the NARC?
So true. Let's talk about the specifics of Chubb's requirements. Does a vehicle have to be a certain age to qualify for Chubb collector car insurance?
Traditionally, the rule of thumb is about 30 years old. Having said that, we do have a number of customers that have more late model cars that are truly collectible. I'm sitting here staring at a Bugatti Veyron and at a McLaren and an Aston Martin. If those vehicles are being used in a collector fashion, which, again, is not a daily driver, and there is a regular use car for every person in the household, then we would certainly consider putting those cars on the collector form as well. It really comes down to what the vehicle usage is, but a good rule of thumb is either 25 or 30 years. I was just chatting with a gentleman who has a all-original BMW M3 that he's owned since new, and he's quite fortunate to have low miles on it, and he's going to keep it going forward. So what turned out to be, he didn't buy it as an investment. He bought it because he loved it, and now it's looking like quite a good investment since it was the first year of the M3.
That's a good story, Jim. And let's talk about, does Chubb have tiers of mileage? Are there different levels? Do you have to drive less than 2,500 miles a year? How does it work for an actual Chubb customer?
The mileage restriction is fairly common in the hobby, so you should be aware of it as a consumer. We don't happen to have one. We allow our customers to drive their cars. We don't ask for reporting on the mileage. We encourage you to participate in a road tour. We ourselves actually are sponsors of the California Melee and are sending our folks out to run the sweeper car and helping people get their cars, old cars break down, and helping people get their old cars back on the road so they can enjoy the rest of the tour. So get out and drive. Do be aware, if you're on a collector form with some of the other carriers, there may be a mileage limitation. You don't want to find out after you've had a loss that you've somehow violated your contract and therefore have no coverage. So that's another caveat you should be very conscious of.
Let's talk a little bit about another subject that comes up from time to time. I'll get emails from listeners, and by the way, anybody can shoot me an email. It's Bob, B-O-B, at Bob Long Radio, B-O-B at B-O-B-L-O-N-G-R-A-D-I-O.com. Get emails from people all throughout the week, and I love interacting with those folks. And sometimes I'll get collector car insurance questions thrown at me, and one that comes to mind recently, Jim, a gentleman wrote me from California who was restoring a vehicle, mm-hmm. and he wanted to know whether or not he could get insurance for his vehicle while it was undergoing restoration.
The answer as a...
Straight ahead, we're going to go back to live programming here as we've got everything straightened out. We got Don Jones from the Old Car Guy straight ahead. This is Auto World.
I got a gun, but I'm out on the road again. I'm on the road again. But I'm so tired of crying, but I'm out on the road again. I'm on the road again.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Want to make your vehicle last longer than normal? Well, listen to this. Exato's amazing atomic metal conditioners repairs and protects worn friction parts utilizing ceramic nanotechnology in engines, transmissions, differentials, power steering pumps, and fuel pumps. Good for gas or diesel, new or used. If you want better fuel economy, better performance, smoother shifting, better steering response, and most importantly, to have your car's main part last 2 to 4 times longer, then you need Exato. One treatment lasts for 60,000 miles. Call 888-787-9236 or visit www.xado.us. Do it right now. That's 888-787-9236 or www.xado.us.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Introducing a 30-day emergency food supply for only $99. At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals for less than $100. These vegetarian meals are all-natural, non-GMO, high in carbs and protein, and are packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans, have a 20-year shelf life, and huge portions, over twice the serving size of some competitors' meals. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying direct from producers in Oregon and then pass the savings on to you. Purchase a 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order to the Lower 48. Call 541-673-6666 or visit 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com. Got it? Get it. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com, utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you very much for joining me. We had a little bit of technical problems within the last half hour, and come to find out, the problem was here on my end, so I stand guilty. It was not Matt's fault. It was not the network's fault, so it was just a little setting that was off, but that's what makes live radio interesting and exciting. We still got a trivia question out there. We'll keep it out there for just a tad bit longer. The telephone number is 855-660-4261. We got everything working now. So the question is, who was the godfather of the GTO? This guy later went on to attempt to start his own car company. That's all I'm going to tell you. Right now, let's go to one of our regular contributors here on the broadcast. He is the man behind the website, theoldcarguys.com, and he's working on a television show of the same name. Let's all welcome Don Jones. Don, welcome to the broadcast. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing real great. It's nice to be back after missing a week with you. But we were on safari up to Lower Nebraska, searching out new cars, or actually new old cars.
Yeah, I understand. It was a very successful trip, Don.
I can't hear you, Bob, but I hope you're still there.
Yeah.
We had a great time. We were up there for about a week.
Okay.
We found a salvage yard with 2,000 muscle cars, Fords, GMs, Chevrolets, some old bars, but the fellow wants to stick with GMs and Fords.
Okay.
It was quite a collection of engines and parts.
That is great, Don.
We picked up a, or a, rather, an 85.
All right. Let's...
Are we back with you?
Yeah, it looks like you're. Can you hear me okay, Don?
Yeah, I can now. I didn't know. Were you able to hear me while I was speaking?
Yeah, you were speaking, and I could hear you just fine. So continue about telling us about your adventures in Nebraska.
Right. Yes. We found a fellow by the name of John Watts, who owns John's Muscle Cars in Wymore, Nebraska. Has over 2,000 cars, and I had heard this guy was going to be kind of a tough cookie, but when I walked in and he had about three sentences out of my mouth, the guy says, "You're the guy I need." And we signed him right there, and we just now, like within the last hour, got him up on the website. So hopefully, if I pushed all the buttons right, he's now published on the website and has his products up. I think he's probably listened to us on the computer. We picked up quite a following out there in Nebraska and around Shenandoah, Iowa.
Oh, that's great, Don. And you actually visited a radio station out there in Nebraska on behalf of Auto World as well.
Yes, KNCY, a little station in Nebraska City. I had a conversation with a couple of folks there, talked to them about what the show was about, which they were familiar with the show. And since we were doing so much business in the area, they kind of liked the idea of picking up the show because of our client list. We have seven clients in their listening area. So hopefully we'll be picking them up in a few months when they change the format on their AM station. But I'll have a conversation with them again in a few days to see how that's going.
Excellent. So tell us a little bit more about some of the cool stuff. You kind of gave us an overview that one gentleman has got a lot of Ford stuff, huh?
Right. We've got a couple other potentials. There's a fellow by the name of Mark Liebert over around Red Oak who has a tremendous amount of GM and Ford items. And it was almost like going to a racing museum. If you pause for a moment and think of those iconic engines of the 60s, and when those numbers pop in your head, they were there. And by that I mean there were 406 convertibles. There was a 62 Impala with a 409 in it. There was a 425 horsepower dual quad 409 sitting on a stand. He had found a Hemi car. By that I mean a car that the tag showed that it, in fact, was an original 426 Hemi-powered car. He found this car in a South Dakota salvage yard where he paid $10,000 to recover it, and he just told me that he had just found a couple of potential engines for it. So that was down in the garage. I had a 392 Hemi sitting on the stand. And just everywhere you turn in this garage, there was just dozens and dozens of these great racing engines. So we're hoping he's going to sign with us on our next visit. We did sign his cousin, who has a small scrap yard over around Union, Nebraska. And that's Matt. And Matt doesn't have much in the way of old cars, but he keeps the eye out for the stuff that needs to be recovered from the cars that he gets.
Mm-hmm.
So he's sitting on some 327 and some 390 Ford engines. So we'll be working with him. We have a guy at Platt Smith by the name of Sharp, who has over 100 Model Ts and Model As, and that was was quite a visit to his location. And this fellow spends his extra time traveling all over the West Nebraska, the Sand Hills, the South Dakota, searching out Model Ts and Model As and recovering them.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just a fabulous trip down there.
Boy, it sounds like you really had a lot of fun. Our telephone number is 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261. Don Jones is with us from theoldcarguys.com, and we've got a trivia question out there about the gentleman that is considered the godfather of the original Pontiac GTO. He later went on to start his own car company, and it didn't work out too well. Let's see if we can get a phone call or two in here. We'll begin with Jan joining us in Iowa, listening on News Talk 1540 KXEL. Jan, thank you for your patience. How are you today? Excellent. Well, let's see if we can answer this question here. And the question is about the GTO. Who is considered the godfather of the GTO and later went on to start his own car company?
DeLorean, would it?
Yes, John Zachary DeLorean is the correct answer. You're 100% on the mark. Fantastic, Jan. Let me ask you the question that I love to ask listeners. What's your dream new car, if price was no object, and what's your dream classic car?
Well, my dream new car would probably be a brand new Camaro.
Very good. Any particular one? Would you like the base one or the SS?
Oh, no.
Or the just?
We need horsepower.
So you want the ZL1?
Yes, sir.
Oh, yes, definitely. That is the one to get. That is one magnificent machine. I believe it's 556 horsepower, somewhere in that neck. That should suffice, I would say, Jan.
Yep.
How about classic car? What would you select in the classic car territory?
Well, I used to be a dirt track, circle track driver, and 2 years ago I retired from that. I've always wanted a 28 to 32 Model A coupe. And I finally bought one with a small block Chevrolet, and I had to take one of my race motors and detune it, and we have a go-kart on wheels.
That is great. What an excellent story. Well, hang on the line. We're going to send you a prize from the Busted Knuckle Garage, and we will also send you some free wash drop samples. So, Don, what a great story there from Jan in Iowa. I'll get your comments about that and much more straight ahead. We're going to slide into pit row for some important messages. But when we come back on the other side, Don will continue with us. Don is the man from theoldcarguys.com. You're listening to Auto World live across North America. Don't go away. 855-660-4261.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Auto World Radio is brought to you in part by 21st Century Insurance. Visit www.21st.com and by the Busted Knuckle Garage. Unique automotive and motorcycle gifts for everyone. Call 888-708-0897, Monday through Friday, 9 to 4 Mountain Time, or log on anytime to BustedKnuckleGarage.com.
Is your car more than 5 years old? Has your manufacturer or dealership warranty expired? Every mile you drive, your car is getting closer to needing costly repairs. How will you pay the hundreds, even thousands of dollars needed to get your car back on the road when the inevitable happens? Call the Auto Protection Hotline now. You will speak to a friendly representative that will guide you through setting up a zero-fee coverage plan that is tailored to your needs. There's no obligation. Call 888-833-9257 and put your warranty worries behind you.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes.
Okay. Can you sell the intangible?
If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN KCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise@gcnlive.com. Again, that's advertise@gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
Introducing a 30-day emergency food supply for only $99. At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals for less than $100. These vegetarian meals are all-natural, non-GMO, high in carbs and protein, and are packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans, have a 20-year shelf life, and huge portions, over twice the serving size of some competitors' meals. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying direct from producers in Oregon and then pass the savings on to you. Purchase a 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Call 541-673-6666 or visit 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com. Got it? Get it. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Hi, I'm Jay Leno, and you're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
What's up, man? How you drive that Cadillac there? I'm telling you, ain't that a fine machine?
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you so much for joining us here on Auto World. My name is Bob Long, joined by Don Jones, one of our regular contributors here on the broadcast. He's got a wonderful website, theoldcarguys.com, and he's been very busy over the last week or so traveling in Nebraska and having lots of fun out there. And it sounds like you met some real characters in the great state of Nebraska, Don.
Yes, we did. It's a very, still a very humble and simple existence in Nebraska. Obviously, it's a farm state, corn being the number one crop up in that area. I ran into an old farmer by the name of Ron who asked me to sell a 61 Ford convertible. And when I asked him if he was a farmer, he said, yeah. And I said, how many acres are you farming? He says, well, 1,500, but I only owe 800 of it. So I'm kind of thinking of, this fellow in the seat cap might be the Daddy Warbucks of the neighborhood. I better treat him pretty good. And then he invited me to look in the garage, and then there was like, at least 12 very collectible Fords in the garage. And after shooting the pictures of the 61 convertible, I made a comment about the looking for someone that might want to sell a collection of tractors. So he says, well, I've got a few. He says, come with me. And he invited me across the farm to one of the other five garages he had. And in that one was a collection of John Deere. There were, I think, eight of them. And they were from 56 to 58. They had them in the sizes. As a lot of things in farming and in transportation, trucks and tractors and whatever, they get bigger by numbers. So he would have like a 720 and I guess a 620 and so on. And then on the other side of the barn or the garage, he had the same tractors and the diesel engines. Mm. And he mentioned that he had 32 tractors, but he was still buying, not selling. So But we do have him on the list in case he changes his mind.
That's great. I would imagine that'd be quite popular in Nebraska tractors. And John Deere's are quite hot. Are they considered the ultimate collectible when it comes to tractors?
I would probably say yes. I've seen people that collect Fords. There are a number of people in my neighborhood down here in Missouri that buy and sell the little N9s and the N8 tractors. But most people are still using them. His tractors, including the tires on these tractors, it looked like they could be in a showroom from the 1950s.
Wow.
Just remarkable.
Just stepping right out there. That is so cool that people take such good care of stuff. And you run into that. I know you do quite a bit, Don, in your travels, that you'll come across some vehicles that have been tucked away that are just in extraordinary condition.
Yes, you know, we do. From time to time, we're invited into a garage, and it's usually that someone has something. And in fact, a good example of that would have been Mark. He had a 63 Ford Galaxy 500 convertible, 406 four-speed, and then I believe a 62 Impala 409 with a four-speed, two of my favorite cars. And I asked him if they were up for sale because, I told him, I said, if these are for sale, I'll go to the bank tomorrow, and I'd like to buy one off you. And he says, no, they're not. These belong to my dad, and they're not for sale. But they were in very, very excellent shape. But had been under the covers in the garage for a number of years, and were just covered with that fine dust that you get when things sit in the garage.
Wow, that's great. So I can't believe about the barn full of 409s that you found.
Oh, my goodness. Not only were the 409s, and when I asked him where they came from, his father started collecting back in the 60s. But the additional parts that went with these 409s, the very special high compression heads that were available in the later years for the 425 horsepower cars, the dual quads, the manifolds that fit these cars, it's all just so collectible and so valuable. And I hope he's listening, because if he is, he'll probably call me and we'll sign a deal with a handshake in an hour or two.
that's just
remarkable find.
And that junkyard Hemi car, what was the vintage of that particular Hemi and that particular car?
Oh, I'm trying to remember the year on it. I think it was a 66 Dodge. And he told me that he thinks that the car originated in the Council Bluff, Omaha area, or around where he's at, and that the guy lost it in a race back in the early 80s. It was a pink slip race.
Mm-hmm.
And during the race, he blew out the rear end, which was the 8.5-inch rear end, and ended up giving the title. Some years later, the car ends up in a salvage yard and lays there for 20-some years before it's rescued. When it was rescued, it had a messed up 8.5-inch rear end. So there seems to be, at least on the surface, a connection. You say, well, gee, that's a coincidence, but when you have 426 cars in an area like eastern Iowa or western Iowa, eastern Nebraska, there's not many out there, and it's unlikely that you have those type of consequences. Maybe in New York City, but not usually in Nebraska. So he's checking that out, and has a line on several 426 Hemis out of South Dakota. And I'm going to share that information with one of our big Mopar lots that we're signed with down here. And hopefully there might be some transactions going on between clients and helping people out that way. So kind of looking forward to doing that tomorrow.
Let's talk about some modern-day muscle that you found in Nebraska as well. Understand you came across a 2000 Ford as well as some General Motors stuff. What kind of high-performance stuff were we talking about, Don?
Well, the car really that I was really impressed with was an 85 Corvette. I think it was a three-owner car. We're going to put it up for $15,000. That's the asking price. There's some flexibility in that price. But there was probably between $8,000 and $10,000 spent on building the engine. There's a laundry list of products, the aftermarket items that were put in the engine. It's putting out 12.1 the compression. It has a nitric oxide unit that comes with it, but it isn't installed in the car, so that's kind of an additional thing if somebody wants it. But the fellow that owns it is about my age, and with 400 plus horsepower, he says that's fast enough for him. It's a good-looking car. It's solid black with like a steel gray interior. It has a special wooden dash. I think we're going to be able to turn that for him pretty quick.
That sounds great, and that definitely sounds like a vehicle that has had a lot of love. People love Corvettes, and of course, the 1985 is a fourth-generation Corvette, and that was really a groundbreaking vehicle when it was introduced there in 1983. I owned a 93 C4. But it was a very cool car. Yeah, it sounds like you ran into a lot of very good stuff there.
It was. It was a remarkable trip. A year or so ago, when I was up there, I thought it was going to be a very, very bad pick. I went to college at the University of Nebraska back in the 70s, and I really don't remember many muscle cars or many classics on the street. In the St. Louis area and down here where I'm living right now, people drive the cars as everyday drivers. Not so in Nebraska. But this trip, last trip where I ran into folks over at Cliffs Restorations, and it kind of started the ball rolling, so to speak. From one, you meet the other, then you start defining more.
Isn't that the truth? Absolutely. Everybody check out Don's website, theoldcarguys.com. Thank you, Don. That's going to do it for this hour of Auto World. My name is Bob Long.
10 miles east of the highway, hot sparks burning the night away. Two lips touching together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com. Hi. This is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Have you ever consumed protein powder supplements? I have, and all of them don't taste that good. Have artificial flavors, sweeteners, or unhealthy sugars. About a year ago, I was introduced to a new protein powder that changed my experience. This protein powder made me feel noticeably better, and it tasted more delicious than any drink I've ever had. Here's the experience of one satisfied user named Rich.
The term best of all worlds has been belabored to death. And yet I've just discovered a whey protein powder that truly deserves to be called best of all worlds. Best taste by far. Best results by far. You almost feel like you're cheating that something that tastes that good could be so good for you. Thank you, Stephen, and Cocoon Nutrition. One World Way truly is the best of all worlds. The only way for me. Yours truly, Rich from Georgia. Real user, real happy.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.